Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Father. For such a time as this, Heavenly Father, we come to you again this morning, thanking you for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. We thank you for our salvation, which you granted to us through great sacrifice. You have given us so much. Your blessings are beyond measure. Yet it seems we constantly beg for more. May we be a content people and good stewards of your gifts. This nation, once called by your name, is now inside, outside, upside down. We no longer seem to know what we are, who we are, or whose we are. Forgive us for being such a selfish and foolish people. The lands of this nation have been richly blessed by you, and we need to be good and faithful stewards, caring for all you have given to us. You provide our every need, but we still must work the land, and we must also use the good sense you've given us, be educated regarding our land and its resources. May we be dependent on you, and in doing so, be an independent people and nation. I ask you now, God, to watch over President Trump and his family. Be ever close to them. Watch over and protect Vice President Pence and his family. Guard them. Guard us all from the evil of this world. May we all use great discernment and rely on your wisdom to walk in our lives. May we show your love to others. Use today's show to speak truth and encouragement to others. Bless CSE Talk Radio sponsors and grant them great successes in their missions and in their businesses. Thank you for my guest today and for the organization of CO2 Coalition as these men and women take on the arduous task of busting the myths and the lies regarding our world. Thank you for putting me in here for such a time as this. Make me your instrument that I and CSE Talk Radio might glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I've asked you this before, but what if you discovered all you're being told is an out-and-out lie? That there is no existential threat. The earth is not dying, and those polar bears, unfortunately, are doing just fine. I'm not a polar bear fan, you know that. The CO2 coalition is actually, that CO2 is actually essential to life. While I'm no scientist, I know and can tell you with confidence we're all being fed a line. A line for profit and a line of lies to coerce you into giving up your land or your liberties. However, my so opinionated wisdom still needs truth and facts from those who are not only science-minded and educated, but think and logic for themselves. I'm thankful for the CO2 Coalition, and they are bringing truth and busting the myths, the lies. Today we have a representative from them, Jim Hollingsworth. I'm going to share some of the things that he has done. I just have a little brief bio. He's retired now, and he has been a building contractor. He has Hollingsworth Enterprises, which is kind of, I thought that was kind of cool, since that's what my husband has done all his life, worked in construction. He's been a pastor, a school teacher, a school administrator in private schools, a geological assistant for Bunker Hill Mine in Kellogg, Idaho. He's done many things in his life, and he's, in his writings that he sent me, he even had his testimony, and those things really thrilled my soul. So we're just going to bring him on the air here, and we're going to talk some common sense. Jim, welcome to CSE Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Beth, for inviting me.
Well, you're more than welcome. You know, I have a lot of opinions, but I'm not a scientist. And I haven't done the deep studies that you and others there at CO2 Coalition have done, but I have for a long time wanted my listeners to know the truth. And, you know, I'm not a scientist, but I did listen in school on occasion. And I remember when I was a very young girl, I'm not very young anymore, but when I was a very young girl, talking about life and oxygen and CO2. And when they started talking about CO2 being this awful, terrible pollutant, I had to go back to my science days in grade school and think, no, it's not. You know, so I wanted you to kind of help us bust some of those myths. I was reading your papers and saw that you had a whole lot of little facts about CO2 that I thought were very very eye-opening and something we're not being told by others. And just kind of share how you came to be on board with CO2 Coalition and what that means to you.
Well, you know, Beth, after listening to you, I thought, well, gee, I don't need to say anything. You pretty well hit the high points. But, you know, I've been studying this seriously for several years. I've read a lot of books, probably 20, 30 books. But, you know, they all come with charts and graphs, and usually you just skip over those and go on to the text. So I wanted to write a book that anyone could understand, you know, even a student in high school. So I wrote this book called Climate Change, A Convenient Truth, with the idea of helping the average person. In other words, I don't know anything, so I wanted to help others that don't know anything to realize what's the truth about climate change. And the big thing and the reason for CO2 Coalition is that CO2 is the gas of life. You know, you look at all the trees around us, all the bushes, everything around us all came from the minute quantities of CO2 in the atmosphere. So, you know, that's the thing that really, the word that needs to get out.
I think that's so true. And, you know, when they're sitting here trying to scare everybody that, you know, the glaciers are melting, the polar bears are dying, and it goes on and on and on, and it's all your fault, you're just bad people, and it just amazes me. In fact, today, this morning, just before we went on the air, we got an article. I'll try to find it here real quick. What did I do with that? I had that right here. It says, Aloha means hello and you've been served. It says 2 weeks ago, the mayor of Honolulu in Hawaii and members of the city council announced plans to sue fossil fuel companies over the effects of climate change. So they're going to go after these oil companies. They're going to go after the fracking companies. They're going to go after the coal miners. They're going to go after them all. And they're going to sue them. And you know, it's over nothing.
So, well, you know, here's the story. If the courts had any real sense, none of those suits would ever go anywhere because, listen, you know, America is a great country, and we became a great country because of the use of fossil fuels. Otherwise, we'd still be having ox dragging carts around and beating things with rocks. Fossil fuels have made the world a great country and made us a great country. And, you know, a lot of people think we should do all these things. But if we did, we would no longer be a great country. And America's always been the first country to reach out to help others. And if we didn't have all this money, we couldn't help anyone.
That's exactly right. And they're acting like we're just these evil people that don't do anything right. And we get it wrong a lot. I'm not going to say we don't get things wrong, but it's not causing climate change. We had some climate change last week on Monday. It was on Sunday, it was 60 degrees. And on Monday, the low ended up down around 6 or 7, I think. And I don't really like that kind of climate change. But we have that. Yeah, we have that all the time. We're headed into a break. I'm not going to open up the phone lines just yet, but you can write the number down. It's 895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Jim and Beth Ann will be right back. Yeah. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Jim Hollingsworth of CO2 Coalition. I encourage you to visit the CO2 Coalition website. It's just very simple, co2coalition.org. CO2coalition.org. Lots of information there, lots of truth, information from all kinds of different folks, different walks of life, scientists, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Jim, in this lawsuits that are now going to be allowed, you're right, they should be kicked out before they even get started in court. People are making money off of this. You and I both know that. But what is it going to do to these companies? This is Exxon Mobil and Chevron and Shell and some of these others. There are some smaller oil companies. There are some smaller coal companies and others that that they want to go after. If we get rid of all that, it's like you said, what's going to happen to this nation? It's going to crumble. We'll become dependent on someone else, and we'll just be a service country. And we will be under the thumbs of dictators, which is what they're trying to push us to. I'm a little bit of a radical on that side. In your writing here, you mentioned there are three types of people who consider climate change. I wanted to visit that a little bit because I'm sure that there's listeners here that are either in one of these categories or on the fence trying to figure out just exactly where they stand. So let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I listed three different types of scientists that are being paid by the government, so you're never going to change their mind. And then the group of people that are really too lazy to find the truth that just sit and watch television all day. And the third is a group of people who, you know, they just really wonder if this is all true. So that's the reason we wrote the book. And, you know, like you said before the station break about climate change, well, no one denies that the climate is changing. What we deny is that we're facing a serious threat that could destroy the country. You know, they talk about only 12 more years. Well, now you see it's another year less, so it's 11 more years, but they keep saying 12. But, you know, let me give you an example. I had a lady that called a friend and said that her daughter was called her on the phone. She was just crying because she had heard what Greta Thunberg had said, and she was just crying. And here's a college student now. She's a freshman. And so she said, what can tell her daughter? And I said, just have her look at the last 18 years and ask her what happened. Every year the sun came up, the sun went down, the sun came up. You know, the climate changes every, you know, we have years where it rains a lot and years where it snows. But the world...
Years it doesn't.
See, that's the important thing. And what we need people to do, and why I wrote the book, was I want people to stop and use their own ability to think the thing through, just like you said. You're not a scientist. And in the CO2 Coalition, we've got some great scientists. We got one man that walked on the moon. We've got, I mean, you can go look it up at the CO2Coalition.org. You can read about these guys, but they're not just fly-by-nights, yet no one will listen to them. That's the thing that's really heartbreaking.
Well, and it's like one of your representatives had said here a couple of weeks ago when I had him on the air, that if you don't fall into their criteria, in other words, that first group where you're getting money from the government and you claim the numbers as they want them, then you don't even count. Your information isn't even calculated at all. It's not even put out there as far as scientists are concerned. And what makes me the doubter is because I am a believer, for one thing. I don't believe man has that much power. We can sure mess things up and we can pollute things. But when I was a young girl in junior high and high school, they were threatening this global cooling. And then they switched it around to global warming. And now they don't know what to call it, so they're just calling it climate change. So when they have to keep changing their minds as to what to name this, as to what it is, that puts a big doubt in my mind as to what they're at, and a little suspicion as to what they're up to. And, you know, I have a joke here on the show. Everybody's written a book, you know, everybody's writing a book. And you've got your book now. It's not been published yet. Otherwise, I would give that out. But there's all kinds of books written on both sides of this. And when I worked for my boss, my mentor, many, many years ago, we had the book and we were talking about Al Gore's book, Earth in Balance. And it is a religion with them. And in that book, he mentions Gaia, which is the worshiping of Earth. And so you need to stop and think and consider everything that's going on. But I think you're absolutely right with the second group and the third group here. Well, actually, with all three groups. But my concern is that the people are not getting fed both sides of this so that they can make their own judgments and make a better decision on their own as to what they want to believe or not believe. So
well,
I'm thankful for your book.
They certainly can do that. I mean, we all have a certain amount of intelligence, and there's no sense of believing all these radicals. And yet the thing that's so hard is because these radicals are supported by the press, they're supported by the U.S. government, they're supported by the United Nations. And what we need to do is we need to find a way to undermine that and show every person, well, everyone that listens to your program anyway, that the truth is that there is no real danger confronting us, that we have, you know, the world's going to go on like it always has.
No existential threat exists, yet that's what we hear over and over and over again. And you mentioned in your writings about the Green New Deal. And we've talked about that a little bit here. So I'm certain you have read it. And again, I'm going to tell my listeners, if you have not read it, you can find it online. And if you don't want to get into your computer and do any of that searching, I've got it here. Just send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. It's only 14 pages. It's a pretty simple read. And I think you can see right off the bat what they're up to. And it isn't saving the planet. They talk about the gassy cows. Most of us here, Jim, are in rural America. That's most of my listeners are rural America. And I'm going to let you talk about the Green New Deal a little bit. You've obviously read it. Let's talk about that just some.
You know, several years ago as a building contractor, I read about some builder who said he advertised that he was building green. So I thought, I wonder what he's doing that I'm not doing. So I called him up, and he said, well, I'll send you a DVD. So he sent me a DVD, and I watched it. And there was nothing that they were calling green that we weren't already doing. Plus, there were several things that we did which saved energy that they didn't even think about. So, you know, it's a big sham. And the biggest thing with the Green New Deal is if the government gets involved and starts spending money on all these things, you know, so some of the things they wanted to do with that, I think they've kind of pulled away from, but they want to tear down every building in America and build new ones. They don't think about how many trees you'd have to cut down to do that. I mean, there's so many things in that don't make any sense to anyone. And what surprises me is not that AOC believes these things. I mean, she has a junior high school mentality. But the thing that bothers me is that there's people in
Congress
that have been there a long time that ought to know better, and they're not saying anything.
You know, when you talk about the buildings and the green buildings, my husband was in construction. He just retired this year. And they put up a building here in Missouri, it's a state building, and it had to be green. Well, they had to do X, Y, and Z to get it green, and you get X, so many points for this and so many points for that, and then you get a plaque, you know, you get a plaque. But some of it was the waterless urinals. They were going to put in waterless urinals. They made the parking lot smaller than what it needed to be for even the folks that work there. So there's a parking lot in an old building that's down the hill, and they shuttle people back and forth. So how much green is there really in that green building? And when you talk about not using coal, where are they going to get their concrete? I mean, it just, they know nothing. And I'm learning as I study on CO2 Coalition and visit with you guys, I'm learning more and more all the time, and it doesn't take a whole lot to figure it out if you just study a little bit. You don't even have to study a lot. Just study a little bit.
The guy he had on here last month, I think, is a world authority on wind. And he's a great, great
scientist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, there's so much hypocrisy. Take, for instance, the ex-governor of California, Schwarzenegger. He's always, in fact, he had a picture of him and Greta taking a bicycle trip. But look at the car he drives. It looks like a tank. I mean, it must hit about a mile to the gallon. I mean, there's so much hypocrisy. These people, they have these conferences on saving energy, but they all fly all over the world with airplanes that use an enormous amount of fuel. What are they trying
to tell us not to? They do that to tell us not to do that. We're headed into a break. We're headed into a break. I'm going to open the phone lines. I want you to call if you have one question about CO2 or one fact about CO2. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And as Arnold Schwarzenegger would say, we'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have with us today Jim Hollingsworth, the CO2 Coalition. I encourage you to visit co2coalition.org. You need to educate yourself on what's going on. Don't be one of these that just believes everything you're told. We've all been through that in our lives, and then we find out, oh, wait a minute, that's not 100% correct. And we're going to go to the phone lines. Joe from Arkansas has a fact on CO2 for us. Joe, how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, still getting by. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
That's good to hear. Yeah, the fact I've got is that this is something I've come across in my efforts to educate myself about the subject, but I think if it was more widely talked about, it might help the situation. And that's that the scientists that study these matters say that carbon dioxide levels were much, much higher in the past than they are now, And apparently the climate back then was pretty much about the same as it is now. There wasn't any climate disaster or wipeout of life because of it. And, for instance, I once read a scientific paper, and this scientist was just giving his research into the past. It didn't have anything to do with climate change. He was just reporting on his research. And he said that in the past there have been the carbon dioxide levels were 3,000 to 4,000 parts per million, which is about 10 times what it is now. And the climate was about the same as it is now. There were alternating interglacials and ice ages. And I have heard Dr. Patrick Moore, who is known as one of the co-founders of Greenpeace, who quit Greenpeace a few years ago because he said the other people at Greenpeace were getting too political and ignoring science. And I've heard him say in radio interviews that there used to be 7,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, more than 10 times what there is now, and the climate was about the same as it is now. So apparently carbon dioxide really doesn't have much of any effect on the climate. You know, pretty much all the greenhouse effect comes from water vapor and all these trace gases like carbon dioxide and the others. You know, I think probably the effect that they have on the climate really is negligible.
Okay, we're gonna let I'm gonna let Jim address that because he actually addresses that in his book and in his writings. Jim, CO2 is that is? Go ahead.
I think it's important to note that Dr. Moore is on the board. He's a part of CO2 Coalition, and if you want to read an interesting book, read his book, Confessions of a Greenpeace Dropout. And he came to the point where he could no longer stick with them. He was an environmentalist for years. But, think about this. If 410 is getting dangerous in terms of the percent of carbon dioxide, what do you think it is on a spaceship or on a submarine? It's many times that. You know, it's like 2 and 3%. So if you have somebody, if you're in an auditorium with 300 or 400 people and you're all in there and somebody happens to check the level of carbon dioxide, it's a lot higher inside that building just because of all of us breathing. So, the history, 7,000 is a good number for what it was in the past.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you, Joe, for your information, too. And, Jim, there's another Jim that's going to be on the air from CO2 Coalition. That's Jim Steele. And we're going to talk about the fires out in California and what they do and what has happened there. And the interesting thing is when I was visiting with one of your representatives on the phone and we were talking about what CO2 and CSC Talk Radio are doing together and how we can make things better and how we can do more to educate. He was telling he wanted me to have Jim on, and so we agreed to do that, and he was telling me all that Jim had been through, and I think I've got a paper that he wrote, but as we were in this discussion, I stopped him, and I said, I'm going to tell you something, and I said, every one of you there, need to subscribe to Range Magazine, and he started chuckling. He said, I'm looking at a pile of them right now because Jim Steele had written an article that's in the current Range Magazine. So I'm putting a plug out for Range Magazine right now and for CO2 Coalition. And the owner of Range Magazine has visited some with the head of the CO2 Coalition, and that is Caleb Rossiter, I believe. And so it's just a small, small world, and people that are looking to and share the truth come together, and I couldn't wait to call CJ and tell her what I had done and what I had found out, and she just kind of threw her hands up. She said, oh, that's just so wonderful. She said, I love the people at CO2 Coalition. And so, we've go ahead.
Beth, and I just wanted to call your attention to the fact that CJ is going to be publishing one of my articles in the next issue, the spring issue of Range Magazine.
Awesome.
And in fact, if you look at the present issue of the Range Magazine, there's an ad for my new book on climate change. So I think they're a great group.
Oh, she's fantastic. She has sacrificed so much to do what she does, and I know you've probably seen her magazine now, and it's full of truth and facts that kind of make you mad sometimes, but then she's got these stories that warm your heart and beautiful pictures that you can see the beauty of this earth and what God has done, and it's just, I'm just amazed at how in this little town that I am, speaking out on a national level, that I find people on one side of the coast to the other that know each other or have heard of each other or are working together as well as working with me. And it's just amazing to me. And it really lifts me up. So I'm very excited for you.
Range Magazine is one magazine I read from cover to cover whenever I get it.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Thank you for that. Well, let's get back to CO2. You know, I want to do a bunch of commercials for CO2 Coalition on myth busting. And I have a paper here that you wrote. I think it's part of your book, actually. The Benefits of Carbon Dioxide. I want to talk about that a little bit because I know we've kind of hit at it here during this interview. But there were some things in here that I didn't know. What was that? It was the CO2. That carbon dioxide is used in fire extinguishers. I didn't know that. Now, I never stop and think about it. I'm not a techie
well,
type of girl.
Well, use electrical fires.
Oh yeah, yeah. And that it's. I didn't know it was dry ice. I didn't know that carbon dioxide was what dry ice is. I've used dry ice before, but I didn't know that.
Well, if you freeze it, that's what you get.
And it's not really pollution, is it?
Well, I mean, there's lots of things that are pollutions. But, you know, the Supreme Court said in EPA versus Massachusetts that it was a pollutant. But nobody agrees with that. And I don't know where they got that idea. They just thought it
up. One of those paid-for scientists.
Well, you have to remember.
AOC told them that.
There's nine men on the Supreme Court, and we expect them to be experts in law, but that doesn't mean they know anything about science, and that's a proof of it right there.
Yeah, no, that has nothing to do with the Constitution, and that's what they're supposed to be looking to for their answers is the Constitution.
Their whole decision was based on the endangerment principle, and, of course, that's just a lot of nonsense.
Well, carbon dioxide, I'm just going to read some of these facts here before we head into another break. Carbon dioxide is a benefit to all plants and acts as a fertilizer. This is true even for truck crops or vegetables that we eat. So there again, when they say they want to eliminate all carbon, all CO2 by, what is it, the year 2010 or something like that, that, you know, what's going to happen? Not 2010, be 21. We've already passed 2010. That's telling my age, isn't it?
2050.
All right. Then where's the plant life going to come from? Where's life going to be? I mean, there won't be any life if there is absolutely no carbon. Of course, they're not going to get that done.
Well,
it isn't going to happen.
If you lower the carbon dioxide very much, then the plants will all die. That's something people don't think about.
Well, and we need their oxygen, don't we? Don't they kind of help us with a little oxygen?
Well, we all learned that in junior high school.
That's what I said.
Photosynthesis. That animals breathe, take in oxygen, and plants give it off. So it's a, you know, it's a complementary process.
Absolutely. We need each other. We're heading into a break. I'm going to close the phone lines for now, and we're going to be in the final segment of the show when we come back. And Jim and Beth Ann will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security systems, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm thrilled to have Jim Hollingsworth with CO2 Coalition on with me today. We're talking about the truth, you know, the truth about CO2. CO2 is good for you. And the CO2 Coalition, you can visit their website, co2coalition.org. That's co2coalition.org. Jim, you have a book, but it's not been published yet. Am I correct on that, or do I have misinformation?
Yeah, can I say just a little bit about it?
Absolutely.
The book will be out in about a month, and it'll be covered by, you know, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all those good places. But the title of the book is Climate Change, A Convenient Truth. Climate Change, A Convenient Truth. And, you know, you've got a chance to look at basically what's in it. And we cover a lot of subjects,
you do,
but not in a lot of detail. So it gives folks a chance to really learn all these things quickly. And it's a book that you can read in 3 or 4 hours. So, you know, everybody that really wants to know the truth about climate change can find it out in a hurry.
Well, I'm going to ask for an autographed copy when you get that out. And then when it comes out, we'll get you back on. And we'll see if we can't get some. If it's going to be out in a month, that might be too late for Christmas. I don't know. You might be too late for Christmas.
We took it to the publisher in January. It should be out by now. But it's gone to the printer, so we're just waiting for a proof copy, and we'll be done.
Absolutely. That's just fantastic, and I'm so glad that you're doing that. It needs to be put down and simple. You know, when you read too many numbers, you get kind of cross-eyed, at least people like me do. So I'm just so glad that you've kept it simple.
with the facts and yet enough information there that they can expand on it and know. It's going to be a great book, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
If you have a copy of this month's Range magazine, our ad is in there, has a picture of the cover, so you just look for that. It's on the page with all the ads.
Okay. All right. So she is going to put an ad in there for you in it. Or in the current one? It's in the current one?
It's in the current one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just got it.
The next one's going to have my article, the one you're talking about, the benefits of carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm. I have the article, the Range magazine I have now has Jim Steele's article in it. And so yours will be in the next one, correct? In the spring one?
Jim Steele is, yeah, you're right, the next one.
Okay, all right.
Jim Steele's a great guy, too, by the way.
He's going to be on here in another week or so. So we're excited to have him. Appreciate it. Appreciate all that you guys are doing, and I'm so thankful that I stumbled on you. And I really did stumble on you, and I want to make sure my listeners don't have to stumble. They know exactly where to go. CO2coalition.org. Then it's that simple. And there's all kinds of scientists and everyone there in every walks of life. Jim has done a little bit of everything. I was so excited to see that you had been a teacher, you'd been a pastor, you'd been in construction. When we're talking to my listeners, they need to know that you are them. You've done the things they do. You've been where they've been. We're not somebody up on some pedestal that is talking down to anybody. We're right out there I like to envision the kitchen table. We're all sitting around the kitchen table having a cup of coffee and solving the world's problems together. Or we're out at the line in the backyard hanging up the laundry and talking to a neighbor. That's how simple it is to be here on CSC Talk Radio. So I appreciate all that you do there at CO2 Coalition. Go ahead.
Listen, Beth Ann, I think it's important to point out that, there's 55 of us in the CO2 Coalition that's growing every month with new members. But, we had one that was that walked on the moon. And we've got a couple that were advisors to the president. These guys have been chairmen of science organizations and so forth. I mean, they're not low-grade scientists. They're right up there with the top, and they ought to be getting – people ought to be paying more attention to them.
Well, and someone like Dr. Patrick Moore that, started out with Greenpeace and he's come around all the way around here to realize that some of the things that we're learning that we are being told are just out and out lies. And that concerns me, not just about this climate change issue, which I think they are the existential threat, not climate change. I believe their agenda is a threat to the United States, to the people, to the world, actually. And, that concerns me greatly that people in general will unfortunately listen to what they're told instead of to research it for themselves. So that's what I'm encouraging others to do. Go ahead, sir.
Did you read why Dr. Moore left Greenpeace?
Mm-hmm.
He left Greenpeace because they were trying to outlaw chlorine. And chlorine is, that's one of the things that's made for health in America. We chlorinate our swimming pools and stuff. But they wanted to outlaw it. And like he said, it's part of the atomic table. You can't eliminate it. Anyway, that was when he decided he was in the wrong group.
Well, we all want to be good stewards, and we all want to have clean water and have, an environment that's clean and healthy. And what we're looking at today is so mixed up. It's, yesterday we were talking about the animal industry, livestock industry, and the pet breeding industry. And that's under attack with a bunch of lies. And last night I was hearing about, it's against the law to let your animal relieve himself in the park or on the street, whether it's a horse or your dog or whatever. You're supposed to keep an eye on that. But they were talking about, well, people should not be punished for doing this. And that's just it's just another example of how we are so messed up, so mixed up. And we're being told so many different things, and some of them make absolutely no sense. We need to go back to common sense. Common sense is not dead. They like to claim it's dead, but it's not. It's just been ignored for a long time. But Oh, yes, yes. Well, I appreciate all that you're doing, and I thank you, and I hope to have you on real soon. As soon as you get that book out, we're going to get you back on, and I appreciate you writing for Range Magazine. I'm just so excited about that, and that CO2 Coalition and Range Magazine are working together. Appreciate it so very much. And thank you for your book, Jim.
Hey,
we're about, go ahead.
What other area does your station cover? Does it?
Well, it's national. It's national.
Oh, it is.
So, yes, uh-huh. Yeah. So we're being heard in New York. We're being heard in Florida, California, Kansas, Illinois, South Dakota, Wyoming, Missouri, Kansas, and I'm repeating myself now. I'm going to miss some, and I don't mean to. Arkansas, Oklahoma. We're all over, and we're a small network, but we're still all over. I appreciate you doing what you do, and thank you so much, very much. We are out of time. Jim, you know, thank you for what you do and putting it. You gave your testimony in your book, and I appreciate that so much that you put that in there. But we are out of time. Thank you. God bless you. We're out of time. Folks, it's time that we think outside the box. Don't believe everything you're told. Do a little research. Go to co2coalition.org. That's co2coalition.org. Order Range Magazine. If you haven't ordered Range Magazine, it's time to get your new calendar, too. And I'm sure that CJ will give you a good buy on that if you just tell her Beth's been pushing it, because she always gives my listeners a special deal. CO2coalition.org. Go to that. Range Magazine. You can visit their website or my website and find theirs there as well. It's time that we took responsibility, my friends, to educate ourselves and learn the facts and bring America home.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.